All right, it's time for another mini episode of How Did This Get Made, the podcast where we try to make sense of the movies that make no sense. This is one of my favorite movies. I didn't know this even existed. A movie called Leprechaun in the Hood. Leprechaun in the Hood is Leprechaun number 5. That's right, there are 5. Actually, 6 Leprechaun movies. And think of this one as Boys in the Hood meets Leprechaun, I guess. Clearly written by either a white guy who doesn't understand rap or a racist. You be the judge. It is available on Netflix Instant. And now I couldn't actually play the trailer for you because it's all visual. So I decided to actually play a little anecdote of Warwick Davis talking about his experiences on the film. Now, I'll tell you this much. If you don't know who Warwick Davis is, he is the midget slash dwarf, I don't know if I'm using the correct terminology, who was an Ewok in Return of the Jedi. He was also Willow in the movie Willow, rode on Val Kilmer's back. So he's got a lot of experience, and I think this next scene that he describes really challenged him as an actor and as a little person.
Number 6, Back to the Hood, followed soon after 5. In that film, I smoked a bong that was as big as me. It was filled with herbal tobacco and made me half laugh and half choke, which helped me produce the most evil cackle I'd ever done. There are a couple of Laurel and Hardy slapstick moments where, after getting stoned, I fall flat on my back. Felt fine at the time, but the next day I was in agony. At one point, I get the munchies and attack the fridge. But I'm supposed to get stuck inside when somebody knocks the fridge door shut with their bottom. Couldn't you have brought a bigger fridge, I asked. Not unreasonably, I thought. It's tiny.
But you're tiny, the props guy said, trying to force me inside. Come on, get your other arm in.
I can't, I protested, shoving a carton of milk and some salami to one side. I'm going to come out box-shaped. Eventually, with my nose compressed against a tube of squeezy cheese, the door was shut and we got the scene.
That scene isn't even in the movie! It's not even in the movie! I wish there was a scene where he got shoved in a refrigerator. Oh man, this movie has it all. Ice-T not phoning it in, doing a hardcore job. I mean, it's kind of funny. People say it's a campy movie. It's not campy. It's serious. Like, they're treating it deadly seriously. There's rapping. There's Coolio. There's priests. There are zombie fly girls. And there's a lot of weed smoking and bad, bad 90s hip-hop references. Keep in mind, this movie was done in 2000. It's amazing. And now, we always play a little game with you, and we're going to do that as well this time. What I want you guys to do, it's going to be a different thing this time. We are going to have you guys, if you're good at Photoshop, create your own poster for Leprechaun in the Hood. Because the one that's right now is just his face. I feel like we could do a better job. So if you have Photoshop skills, why don't you create a poster for Leprechaun in the Hood, and the best ones will be displayed on earwolf.com and at our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/howdidthisgetmade. Let's see if this works. Trying new things. And an announcement. If you're in LA, we're doing a How Did This Get Made live at Largo, November 15th. You can buy tickets starting now at Largo.com. Just Google it, Largo LA. All right. Thank you very much. And listen next week to our Halloween spooky episode of Leprechaun in the Hood.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio, boom.com. The wolf dead.